I've preached it. You've probably heard it preached. But I felt last night God begin to deal with me. And I pondered all week on something else. And somehow or another, like feathers in the wind, it started leaving my hand. So went back to prayer, went back to praying. Felt like God began to deal with me here, and I want to help somebody if the Lord will help us. 2 Samuel chapter 21, when you found your place, say amen. Amen. Verse 15, moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down with his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. And Ishbi-Nob was one of the sons of the giant. And the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, about 7-8 pounds. And being girded with a new sword, you've heard that before, thought to slay David, but Abishai. Don't you say that with me. But Abishai. Say that like you mean it. But Abishai. And that's as far as I want to read right there. I want to read to you a couple verses of scripture before we pray. The Bible said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Corinthians says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling down of the strongholds. Can the church say amen? Amen. Before we pray, I want to preach this morning on the giant and the victory. I want to preach on the giant and the victory. Stretch your hands this way. Ask God to help us right here. Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I come before you. I praise you and honor you and thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. And I'm asking for that anointing that breaks every yoke, binds every power of the enemy to be present. And I'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. It is such a familiar text. It's the battle of David at Philistia. It's a strongholding battle. If anybody in this building has any time, any experience with God, there is just somehow or another some battles. And we are just seem like we're fighting. We can slay one, and then another one comes up. You going to help me preach today? I find it in the passage of this scripture, and I won't take my time and ease into this. I find in the passage of this scripture two things that troubles me to the point that it feels like it's war again. The Bible said, yet moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. Anybody in this building can say, preacher, I feel like at times I'm always fighting. Boy, howdy. Maybe we ought to call the singers back up. Yeah. It just seems like and feels like that every time I turn around, I'm confronted with a brand new giant and a brand new experience to fight with. Something that's come up against me that I never anticipated. I never thought I'd have to fight it. I thought I'd never have to go through it. But now I'm fighting it and I'm facing it, and I don't know how to get beyond this battle. You must agree with me that the culture of our nature in this generation is like that of the giant. There is a spirit of revenge that has crept in out of hell. It's come against the church. It's come against the people of God. And that has warred so much until it's made us feel like that victory's a long ways off. And it don't seem like it when it gets here. All we do is brush up against it. And it ain't long before it's gone. Can anybody hear me in this house? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have enough God inside of us that we could entertain victory longer than we do the giant? Oh, hallelujah. I want an experience with God that gives me power to triumph over the giant, have authority over hell. I want you to know that there is giants, but I come to tell you, there is also victories. There is also power. There is also deliverance by God. Amen. Woo. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, I want you to know that there is giants, but there is victory in the house of the Lord. Amen. It seems like one man said that hell has hatched out more giants than anything else. If it was common man, I'd fight him and face him. But it seems like every battle that I fight has to be some kind of a humongous giant that I've got to contend with that I could able to come on here. Understand that these giants, and I want to peer into this before I get carried away here. Giants are not just normal size creatures. They're folks that has abnormalities. Their eyes are bigger. Their mouth is bigger. Their hands are bigger. Come on here now. I want you to lift your hands toward heaven. I want you to begin to magnify and praise God with me. Hallelujah. Come on here. I want you to come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said in the name of Jesus, God spoke to my heart last night. We gonna kill a giant in this house today. Hallelujah. We shall obtain victory over the enemy. I want you to notice the power that God will give the church that'll fight its giants. I want you to know Ishbanan may have a new song, but it ain't gonna win. It ain't gonna have power. It's not gonna win the battle. He said, behold, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. I come to tell Ishbanan, my Jesus is bigger than you are. I said, my Jesus is bigger. In the name of Jesus, I curse this giant of affliction. You come only to torment, but we come to win. Hallelujah! Be thou loosened of it. In Jesus' name. Madison, your king has showed up to fight for you. Fear not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Don't you shout hallelujah. Just go ahead and slay the giant. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Destroyed because of the anointing. I want to tell you something. Your giant may feel like he's got you boxed in, but I come to tell you, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it'll break the yoke, it'll bind the power, it'll destroy the stronghold. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. We've been made more than conquerors. A shout of praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Madison, you listen to me. And I'm within earshot of everybody in this building. The devil can't cross the bloodline. And the fear that's wrecked your mind is going to leave you today. In the name of Jesus. Be thou at peace. In the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody said nothing to me. But the enemy not only tried to war against your physical body, but that physical pressure has come from the mental pressure. You ain't going to make it. You're not going to endure. Something's going to happen to me. But I felt the Holy Ghost when he said, I'm going to take Ishbanaj's new sword. And I'm going to destroy the new sword. Hey! In the name of Jesus! Be moved from her! Go in the peace of God. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! I felt last night so troubled. I said, I've come into this building. It doesn't matter what I've got to preach. I've got the theme of the message. And the message is for Bethel. You have faced Ishbanab, but you've not yet seen the victory. But I've come to tell you, I don't have to finish preaching. I've come to tell this church, Ishbanab has raised up a new sword. He's come. It ain't been his first battle. It ain't the first time he's ever fought. He's been in war from his youth, but his new sword made him think he was greater than anybody. But I come to tell you, ain't a king like ours, ain't a warrior like ours, there's not a God like ours. He's strong, Lord God mighty, in battle. Hallelujah. I don't know how far I'm going to go with this today, but I'm not going to run past the Spirit. But I want to tell you, Ishbanab ain't been the first time he's ever fought you. And I don't always feel the hand of God. I feel him to preach, but I don't always feel him to follow me like he's falling. But you hear me in this house. I feel like telling somebody in this building, the Spirit of God is greater than the devil's new weapon. Are you hearing me? I said he's greater than the devil's new weapon. I want you to hear me in this house. Pay attention to me. I want to hurry and get past this. And I want an altar that's going to rattle the gates of hell. Are you hearing me? There's folks in this building. I want you to hear me. You feel like the enemy has come against you with an onset to revenge against yesterday's victories and yesterday's experiences. I want you to hear me. I don't know if Ishbanab was born during the time that David killed Goliath, but Ishbanab, it was Goliath's brother, and apparently he was either younger or older, I know not, but however the case may be, I wonder what it felt like when he grabbed the sword, and all of a sudden it got in his mind, I'm going to kill David. I want you to know, it's in the mind of the devil to kill the church, but he can't kill it, it's protected by the power of the Almighty God. Hear me in this house. Though a weapon may be formed, there is a constant victory that is ordained out of heaven. I wonder what it was like. Every other man, and I feel the Holy Ghost here. There's some of you fighting things that the enemy has whispered. This is going to be the very thing that's going to kill you and destroy you. Come on here now. The Spirit of God just spoke to my heart. You listen to this preacher. You say, I want God to give me victory over some things in my life. He can't give you victory over nothing until you are willing to release it. Until you're willing to let it go, he can't take it away. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You know what I can feel? I can see old Ishbanab as a man walks up to him. It doesn't matter to me, some commentaries say that it was a new girdle, a new outfit. I like the translation of the Bible. It said it was a sword. And that's what I'm going to use. He said it was a sword. I don't know what it was like. Every other man had to fight with the same old bloody sword from the last battle and from the last conflict. Are you hearing me in this house? But all of a sudden this day came. And when this day came, there was a sword given unto Ishbanab. And he said, this is yours. And I want you to know, hell hates you. It hates this church. It hates this Bible. And it hates this preaching. Might as well buckle up. And you might as well realize that we are at war with hell. It's not our society. It's not our government. It's not our crooked leaders. It is the prince of the air, the Ishbanab of the air, that has come with a sword. But I come to tell you, I come to reserve notice and tell you that the word of God said he walks the wings of the wind. I want to tell you, I don't care what you're facing, he's still above it, he's still beyond it, he's still greater than it. It can't overcome him. some of you would get in if you wasn't so worried about Ishbanah. But I could see it. I could see old Ishbanah as he turns his face and it calculates in his mind. And he said, I'll use this to kill David. Oh, I've been in places. Come on here. Help me while I preach. When I've confronted new battles. And every battle ain't always hair, makeup, and jewelry. You understand that? I've been in there at times when the devil says, sit, big boy. This is your downtime. This is where you're going under. I'm trying to condense this so I don't have to preach it out. But I can see old Ishbanah. I want you to understand a little bit of history. They were not allowed to go to war till they were 20 years old or older. So apparently, when David came out to where his brothers were to kill Goliath, some historians say that he was anywhere between the age of 12 and the age of 17 years old. And that's where they bounce at. They said, because when they said unto him and inscribed, thou art but a youth, thou art but a ruddy youth, and he's a man of war. I want to tell you something. God could take your baby and whoop the enemy. You hearing me in this house? I could just about see old David as he stands there. And I'm not going through the story of Goliath, but he slays him. And I don't know how long it had went on. But from the time, just use the number 17, it had been 43 years. History said David was 60 years old when he went up against Ishbanah. They said that at that moment, at the Bible said, and David waxed faint, and he was about to go under. And I've got to hurry and get to my point and get us to an altar as quickly as I can. But I can see as the battle approaches and David begins to step out into the field and he begins to make war with the Philistines. But then you got to look at Goliath was 9'6", and one writer said that there is a possibility that this Ishbanah could have been anywhere from 11 feet under 15 feet tall. I want you to hear me. The God that was in your last battle is still the God in this battle. He will not change. He will not regress. He will not back up. He will not retreat from it. There is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. Let hell cook up, crack up, and pull up whatever it likes. God's greater than the weapons of hell. You better hear me preach. I said God is greater than the weapons of hell. I can see, come quickly. I can see old Ishbanah, and I've got to hurry. I'm cutting down so much. But I can see old Ishbanah as he turns around and the battle rages. And he's got only one thing in mind. I'm after David. I want you to look in this little fat face of mine. Hell has only got one thing in mind, and it's after you. Come on, you gonna leave me now? Come on here now. I could just about see Brother Billy. I could just about see old Ishbanah. I've heard this story all my life. Our family has got to get revenge on that man David. He killed my brother. Some of you are walking off and leaving me, ain't you? Huh? I gotta get revenge. Let's just use the age. If he was 17 years of age, then there is a possibility that for 43 years, Ishbidah waited for David. I want to tell you in this building tonight, this morning, hell doesn't care how long it has to wait, as long as it feels like it's about to get you. Ooh. I can see him. I want you to hear me. I can see him as he turns his face in battle. And just in the time of studying and praying, I had this little vivid picture in my mind. I could see David just being the normal sized man. That's about all I could see him. Maybe like me, maybe not as heavy. I don't know exactly how. But however it may be, I could see him as Ishbidah lords over top of him. He says, it's your time, big boy. Oh, I feel God. And there's some of you in this building. Hell has lorded over top of you. And said, this is your time. This is your day. Everything you've ever hoped for, wanted for, and trusted in, it's going to all be gone. But I've come to tell you that God has got an Abishai in the wings. Hallelujah. I said, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it like you mean it. Woo! I can see it. I can see old Ishbidah as he's standing there. He's done forgot about killing anything and anybody. This brand new sword is only for you. This brand new weapon, I got it demised just for you. But I come to tell you in this house, if Isaiah said it, I quoted it, no weapon had formed against you. I don't care if it's sickness, mental health, financial pressure, the weapon of our warfare is not time. But they are mighty. Somebody shouted, mighty. I got power in prayer. I got power in the Holy Ghost. I got Abba the Father. I've got access to the throne. Hallelujah. I want you to know that at the name of Jesus, all of hell trembles. At the name of Jesus, the earth shakes and the mountains move and the skies roll back and the sun ceases to be as bright as it used to be, because heaven has got a son and his name is Jesus. Two things, and I'm out of your hair, that I want to give you concerning your enemy named Ishbidah. I want to talk to you just for a brief second while they keep playing, and you'll worship with me while I preach. I want to talk to you about the attitude of the giant, and then I want to talk to you about the anticipation of the giant. Whew. The attitude of that giant. He feels he has a right to destroy you and kill you because you're lesser than he is. Hallelujah. Look at me in this house. There's not a one of you a match for the devil. And that's why he gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why he given us power. You hear me? You that don't have the Spirit of God, I'm making my business to get a sanctified life to where I can be filled with the Holy Ghost to overcome Ishbidah. His taunting is, there ain't nobody better than me. I ain't never been defeated. I ain't never been took down. And don't you think for one minute you're going to be the first one to take me under. David, you may have slain your 10,000s. But I'm not interested in the 10,000s as much as I'm interested in slaying you. Come on here now. I think we'd win a whole lot of wars if we come to realize That little day that the enemy saw you grip out of his hand and fall into the hand of the Son of God, he become your arch enemy. Why don't you become his? I said, why don't you become his? Woo! You ain't helping me preach, are you? I want him to hate me, but I want to hate him worse than he hates me. That didn't go over too good. Some of you'd have to get closer to God for the devil to hate you that much. Huh? I want him to know that when I get up, I'm his enemy. And when I lay down at night, I want him to know that I'm still his enemy and I'm God's friend. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I want to tell you something in this house. When that Bible said no, shout it out, no. No weapon. I don't care what you conjure up. I don't care what you call it. It can't overcome you. The blood of Jesus Christ is stronger than the weapons of hell. His attitude is defined. His nature is demising. His spirit is defiling. His attitude is, I will utterly destroy you. But coming in a little closer, let me tell you this. The Spirit of God stands as an ever-present ready opportunity. If you want to have help, you can have it. If you want to go to hell, it'll let you. But if you want to win the battle, he said, call unto me, and I will answer. I'm jumping. I said, I'm jumping here. Anticipation. The anticipation of the giant. What is the anticipation of the giant? It is the feeling of excitement that about something that is fixing to happen or take place. Some feeling or opportunity of a fulfillment or of an accomplishment. How many in this building be honest with me? And say, preacher, I've been there when hell's pushed me against the wall. I ain't too prideful to raise my hands. But I did hear God say one time while I was praying, and I said, God, the devil's got my back against the wall. And Daddy, I heard the Lord when he spoke to me. And he said, but I'm between you and the wall. If your big toe's got enough of God in it, that'd make you want to say amen. He said, I'm between you and the wall. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me in this house? Ever since Sunday morning, a week ago, my friend, that you walked in my office, I've had you on my mind. I didn't know you was coming today. I didn't know it either. But your back's been against the wall. But I want you to know God can be between you and the wall. No weapon formed against you. You want to walk with me? Hallelujah. I don't care what your home is facing. I don't care what your battle is. I want you to know God is greater than the battle. I want you to know there's peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said there's peace. And if I can but turn loose of it, if I can allow him, God will send an Abishai that'll slay the battle in my life. I couldn't even quote his name. I don't know his name. But I do know this. Lord, where do we go from here? What do we do now? I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to contend and hold on till Abishai comes. Walk through the Holy Ghost right here. I wonder if you really want to preach with me right here to close. The anticipation of the enemy giant. It is to say with a gleam in his eye, I've been a long time waiting for this. Mom and Dad and the rest of my lineage of giants is going to be happy we killed you. You ain't going to bug my family. You ain't going to threaten my family. You ain't going to taunt me no more. I'm not rolling in the bed at night thinking I'm missing it. I'm getting up with victory. I'm getting up with power. Are you hearing me? That's the attitude of that giant. He thinks he's greater than God. He thinks, come on now. He thinks that he is greater than the forces and the power of the Holy Ghost. But you look at this preacher in the name of Jesus. Ain't a greater power than the power of his name. There's not a greater force than the force of the Holy Ghost. If we could get it in here, if we could let it have its way, it'll kill the Ishmaelites that are in your life. Let me hurry. I could see old David. It's been 43 years since I killed Goliath. I thought that war was over and gone. I thought that battle was finished and done with. I thought that body was already rotten in the dirt. But there's an enemy that ain't forgot that you've escaped his grip. A coward can bow to Ishmaelov.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A coward can give in to Ishmaelov. But a real warrior says, you'll have to kill me to get the fight out of me. You didn't catch half of what I just said. You'll have to kill me to get the fight out of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One time I really wish I had a sword at church. I could just about seal Ishmaelov as he raises that sword. And he said, David, this is the final end. It's all over from here. And the Bible said, and David's strength waxed faint. Where's Canaan? Come here, boy. You don't mind helping me. I want you to get down on the floor like I've got you in a corner and you're afraid. David said, I'm not the man I used to be. One man said, the greatest and the hardest battle of life is to wake up and realize my hands ain't as strong as they used to be. My mind ain't as clear as it used to be. And I'm not as swift on my feet as I used to be. And my heart gets heavier at times than what it used to. Growing old sometimes ain't what it's all cracked up to be. Are you hearing me in this house? But I can tell you right now, God sees you, David, with Ishbenad standing over you. Hallelujah. I said, God sees you with Ishbenad standing over top of you, saying, I'm taking you down, and everything you've ever hoped for, I'm changing your song from a man. from a man that's always been a warrior. I'm taking back the song that you're not going to be sung about in history, that you slayed your 10,000. But I'm going to tell somebody in this building, in the name of Jesus, heaven's come to protect your song. I wish that would resonate in your heart. Heaven's come to protect your song. You know what I can see? Come on now. You know what I can see? Come down here, Brother Mickey. I can see Abishai. Let me paint this out so I can close. I can see Abishai right there. And I want you to just listen to me and act it out while I'm preaching. I can see him with his back to Ishbanab. I'm Ishbanab. And his back is to me and he's fighting. He's warring with others. But all of a sudden, he turns at an unexpected moment. And he sees the sword raised. And he sees his king on the floor. Woo! You said that there's too much blood to go to church together with. I've heard that until I'm puking sick of it. Thank you, brother. I could just about see. Are you hearing me? I could just about hear some of you say, I'd get in, but my brother goes there. My brother pastors. My cousins there and my kin folks are there and all of this is there. I want you to know, had it not been for Abishai, who was David's nephew, that was David's sister. I don't know how you're going to shout about it, but I'm glad I'm going to church with some kin folk. I said, I'm glad I'm going to church with some kin people. I want to tell you something. David was in battle. He was down, but Abishai loved David greater than the battle. He said, we can't lose him. We got to have him. And that's where you're going to get, sir, when you come to realize, I've got to have God. I've got to hold on to him, regardless what hell says, regardless what the devil does. I'm taking back the territory. That belongs to me. I can see it. And God help my time. As Abishai's fighting, I don't know if the light caught the glitter of the sword as it was raised. I'd probably do it better. Put this in your hand, Ishbanab, and raise it. Go a little closer. As he stands there, and he lords over David, he says, you're too weak to fight. But I can see Abishai as he's fighting, and all of a sudden, he turns around, and the element of surprise. From behind, he comes up and slays the giant, frees the king, stays the kingdom. I come to tell somebody, if you'll get a close enough to God, where you buried your Goliath, God will let you bury your Ishbanab. Hey, where you've overcome the battle of that battle that you thought was the greatest, God's got power to kill the next giant. God's got power to overcome the power of the enemy. Abishai. He is the office of the defender. He is the office of the Holy Ghost. Stand quickly all over this house. He is the office of the power and the commission of God. The Abishai attitude is, he's ever watching, he's ever looking, he's ever paying attention. He's not asleep, he's not slumbering. He's in the battle for the purpose. And the purpose is to win the war. I come to ask you, what are you here for? I gotta quit. I wish I could have done better than I've done. But I feel like there's some of you in this building. It's taunted. You overcame smoking, but the devil's coming back saying, I'm gonna get you again. It's been on your mind. It's been in your thought. And you said, I don't want it. And some of you have overcame the battle of lust. And you laid down that source of the internet. And it's robbed you of so much of God. Just help me while I preach. You killed that Goliath. But now he's got a brother. And he's come back and he's come to tell you, I'm greater. They're my brother. I have to give it to him. You hear me? He may be greater than Goliath, but he'll never be stronger than Jesus. You didn't get what I just said. He may be. Come on here now. He may be stronger than Goliath. He may look meaner and bigger, but he'll never be bigger than Jesus. He'll never be stronger than Jesus. I don't know, I'm really kind of pro-Jesus right here. I don't know why some of you guys ain't. You know why? Because you love your money. You love your freedom. You love your spirit. You love your attitude. You love yourself too much to slay your own Ishbanab. But when you get really close enough to God and you start seeing this sword's for real, he's out to kill me. I won't tell you what's going to take place. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all done with me yet? Huh? I can just about see as Abishai is fighting in another direction. And the Holy Ghost says, he ain't killing my king. Can I say it? King Jesus! I know you hear me when I pray! King Jesus! I know you hear me when I pray! He'll hear you. If you'll call out right now, he'll save you. If you'll call, he'll slay your Ishbanab. I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know how long you've been fighting it. I don't know how long you've been struggling with it, but I've come to tell you it's time to come to victory. I'm preaching to you and doing such a poor job on the giant and the victory. But I'm going to tell you why I didn't talk about the victory first. Because there ain't nothing sweeter than victory at the end. You know what's going to happen for the church? She's been in battle. She's been in conflict. She's been in war with hell. But the victory of the church is the Lord's coming. Maranatha. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming. Victory's going to be a song of the redeemed. Victory's going to be a triumphant shout. Victory's going to be an attitude. I made it past the Ishbanab.
devil. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. If it walks on me long enough, I'm going to walk on you. Well, I'm
if you're tired of it, come on out of it.
Bow way too long.
Don't come
I'm
up here and stand
and
look.
I'm going to sing a happy song.
Cry out, Abba Shah.